Press Review on Radio U.
Hello, friends.
Or should we say ciao, amici?
And you're listening to Giselle,
Caterina,
and Maria. And it's December 5th. Currently, it's 9:42 a.m.
We have a beautiful sun out today, and which we are very, very grateful for, because we had a lot of cloudy days past week.
And what a better way to start your productive day by following us on Instagram and TikTok, Radio Yulm, or contact us by email info@radioyulm.it.
You can always send us a message to our phone number 331-1438-923.
Now grab your coffee and get cozy as we crack open Pandora's box and dive into the most important news of the day.
And we have Anna directing with us to help us out for today's program.
So let's start off by giving you the top headlines of today.
Il Messaggero says government collapse in France.
France's political crisis threatens EU stability.
Then we also are going to talk about the uncovering of vast crypto laundry network tied to Russian and criminal organizations.
Also, effort to expel little builds in South Korea.
And also, Guardian says search for a killer. And stay with us.
Stay tuned.
Okay, so let's get started with France, which Il Messaggero says government collapsed in France. The French government collapsed as Prime Minister Barnier was removed by a non-confidence vote led by a leftist center alliance, which marks the first successful vote of this kind since 1962. President Macron now faces pressure to quickly appoint a new prime minister, and it has never happened before since 1962, which is now a really, really big deal for France to reflect on such problems. And now they called for Macron to resign, while others say that they would let him handle the financial crisis. And this even signifies a major political shift in France, showcasing deep division within the government.
In other updates on the same topic, we have Il Corriere della Sera, which talks about France's political crisis that threatens EU stability. Michel Barnier's government has fallen after a historic no-confidence vote, exposing the growing polarization between far-right and far-left forces in France. This event raises serious concerns for France's ability to maintain its leadership role in the European Union, especially with the looming EU elections. The political deadlock also highlights a deepening crisis of trust in traditional governance as economic stability fuels discontent among voters.
And further, Financial Times highlights that UK uncovers vast crypto laundering network tied to Russian and criminal organizations. So basically, recently, UK government has found out about a massive cryptocurrency laundering network that was used by Russian-backed criminals to funnel illicit funds. So this operation involved hundreds of millions in digital currency transactions, and it was linked to organized crime groups and Russian entities under international sanctions. So authorities are now investigating the full scale of the operation, and they're trying to understand connections to the gangsters in Europe and the Middle East. And this discovery basically signals that like a major crackdown on illegal crypto transactions and an effort to stem the flow of criminal money.
And search for killer of United Healthcare CEO continues. Brian Thompson, CEO of United Healthcare, was shot and killed outside of a midtown Manhattan hotel in a targeted and brazen attack. Police are now searching for the suspect who reportedly fled the scene. Authorities suggest that this act was premeditated and have released a description of the suspect, offering a reward, of course, for any kind of information whatsoever. So now these investigations are ongoing, and police have emphasized that this appears to be an isolated attack.
Further, the New York Times highlights the effort to expel leader built in South Korea. So now there is a political crisis that deepens as opposition lawmakers push to impeach president of South Korea, which basically follows his controversial declaration of martial law. And this critics accuse that the president of abusing power to suppress dissent and protect his presidency amid rising public disapproval. So the impeachment vote signals that there is a major escalation in political tensions, and there are a lot of debates over constitutional integrity and also democratic norms. And turning to the Italian news now, Il Giornale highlights the terrorist plot that was done recently to assassinate the prime minister of Italy, Meloni, prevented by authorities now. So a major security scare unfolded as Italian authorities arrested 12 neo-Nazi extremists who were planning to assassinate the prime minister of Italy. So the group was linked to a far-right network and had intended to target the prime minister and disrupt all of the political landscape. So the authorities now uncovered their intentions and dismantled their operations before any harm could be done.
And now here's what's happening in Italy as well. So more news on the same topic from La Stampa, Italy's economic struggles and political response. It talks about the inflation that continues to rise in Italy, significantly affecting households and dominating discussions ahead of the regional elections. Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni faces mounting pressure to address economic issues, with critics questioning her government's ability to manage the financial crisis. Despite new economic measures, public concerns remain high, fueling political debates on fiscal policies and social welfare.
And now enjoy the beautiful song by Arctic Monkeys, Riot Van.
So rolls a riot van and sparks excitement in the boys, but the policemen look annoyed. Perhaps these are ones they should avoid. Got a chase last night from men with truncheons dressed in hats. I didn't do that much wrong, still ran away though for the laugh, just for the laugh. And please just stop talking, 'cause they won't find us if you do. Oh, those silly boys in blue. Me and you. Have you been drinking, son? You don't look old enough to me. I'm sorry, officer, is there a certain age you're supposed to be? 'Cause nobody told me. And up rolls the riot van, and these lads just wind the coppers up. Ask why they don't catch proper crooks. They get their address and their names took, but they couldn't care less. Just just had to take it on the chin.
It was a beautiful song by Arctic Monkeys, Riot Van. We hope you enjoyed it.
Yes, so we're going to dig deeper into some of the news we presented earlier.
We're going to start off with healthcare strain in Italy. Italy's healthcare system is unfortunately struggling right now. In 2024, emergency rooms have been 1 million more visits compared to 2023. This increase has overwhelmed hospitals, revealing serious problems, such as not having enough staff or resources to meet the needs of patients. Many people are not getting the healthcare they need quickly and desperately. So this also highlights gaps in basic healthcare services.
Now, as we talked a bit more about Giornale, it has some secondary topics as well about consumer spending in Italy. So Italy now is experiencing a notable rebound in consumer spending, which is seen as a very positive indicator for the economy ahead of the holiday season. So now this comes despite ongoing global uncertainties and economic challenges. So a bit of the highlights, there's been a recent growth. For example, consumer spending in Italy increased to 270 billion euros in the second quarter of 2024, and up to $269 billion in the previous quarter. So this marks a very significant recovery compared to previous years, and with spending averaging around 249 billion euros.
Now we're going to dig deeper on Politico, which is talking about if France can rely on the ECB if its bonds blow up. So basically, the political turmoil in France has drawn speculation that Europe might be about to turn to the bad old days of sovereign debt crisis. Even the European Central Bank has admitted the possibility for this happening, which is pretty concerning. The ECB has added to its armory since the markets last challenged its will to keep the Eurozone together. But will it activate its newest crisis tool? So we are still in a moment with political events moving fast and the market even faster. For example, Politico is thinking about its time for a quick reminder of what the TPI could do, why it exists, and when it might be used.
Also, Financial Times highlights that there's U.S.-China tensions over trade and technology. So now the trade dispute between U.S. and China deepens as both nations impose stricter regulations on technology firms. So this basically led to disruptions in global supply chains and increasing fears of a prolonged economic slowdown as there are rivalries between those two states.
And now moving from American news to some more Italian news, there has been controversy on the Turin-Lyon high-speed rail opposition with the commons as an uncommon experience for Italy. This is due to the controversy that is going on for the construction of the high-speed railway line Turin-Lyon in the Susa Valley that has been long surrounded different political oppositions. And now the question of this project is if the insufficient cost benefit balances the users' needs.
Il Messaggero dives into South Korea's presidential scandal. In South Korea, President Yoon Suk-yeol is facing serious accusations of corruption and abuse of power. Protests have erupted and many are calling for his impeachment, which indicates his removal from office. Much of the controversy involves his wife's aligned influence over government decisions and failures in leadership. Opposition leaders are strongly criticized, the president, of course, and also public's anger is also growing.
So now a bit more about U.S. and China and how it's going to affect the global supply chains. So the reciprocal trade restrictions are now disrupting the supply chains, in particular for the semiconductor manufacturers. So the rising cost of essential materials due to the sanctions are raising fears of a prolonged economic slowdown, not only in the US, because these two states basically affect the whole world, but also like globally. So industry experts warn that now the escalating trade war could lead to significant price increases for the manufacturers and also related technology like sectors. And both countries engage in this high-tech trade war, and there are a lot of concerns about its impact on the clean energy transition. So there might be imposition of tariffs on clean technologies, risks slowing down advancements in these vital sectors at a critical juncture.
More on the economics in the world field. We have the Bitcoin that surges to record high as Trump picks CEC chair seen as being pro-crypto. This has been presented on the CNN business part, and it talks about how the Bitcoin hit 100,000 for the first time on Wednesday, surging to a new record after President-elect Donald Trump unveiled administration picks seen as holding the keys to ushering in crypto-friendly policies while he takes office in January. Chief among the picks is Paul Atkins, who Trump intends to nominate.
So that was the news for the day.
Radio Yulm.
And that's the tea for today. While you have the best day and productive week also, we will take care of the fresh and spicy news for the next week.
So mark your calendars with the brightest highlighter you can find.
Thank you to directing Anna. And here we are, your trusted sources, Giselle,
Caterina,
and Maria with you.
Press Review on Radio Yulm.